Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Paula V here, host of Why Am I So Happy? And For the Love of Reiki. Joining me today is Linda Brewer. I am so excited to have this beautiful woman with me today. She is going to share some great inspiration and information with all of you. What she does for others, it's just absolutely fantastic. Linda is a destiny architect. Isn't that fun? I love it. She shares this story about a defining moment in her life. I remember when I was 5 years old, looking at a very tall adult, placing my hands on my hips and saying, "That is not what you meant." I love it. In spite of the negative reaction of that adult, Linda is able to hear and observe when someone's words are out of alignment with their behaviors and outcomes. She has discerned that the issue of their heart is self-condemnation that creates fear, relational, financial, and success issues. This has fueled her passion and her gift to create a safe place for a person to connect with their sacred heart and discover the root that lies that they believe about themselves that is affecting their life. The root truth they need to receive is that each of us is love. Linda helps her clients realize they can choose to live their lives in truth through awareness of the lies they believed when their fear is activated through a current experience. She believes that to heal any problem, a person has to heal the source. The source is the memories that have stored in their sacred heart, their subconscious, their cellular memories. This is so exciting and so fascinating. Linda, I am so excited to hear more about this topic. First off, I would like to say welcome to the show. I am so honored to have you with us today.
Thank you, Paula, and it is certainly my honor to be in your energy and be virtually hugged by you.
Oh,
so thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much, Linda. Let's begin with this question. How do we create our belief system? How do we do that?
Paula, it begins at conception. In the womb, we decide whether we are safe and that we're going to belong and be worthy and be competent. And so that gets stored into our cellular memories, which creates the beliefs. But we also have the cellular memories from generations that comes through the father's bloodline and through every experience that mother has. So we create them by determining if we are safe, we are received, we're comfortable, we belong. And so that's how we develop our belief systems.
So, Linda, are these cellular memories, is this something that we may have brought from past karma or past lives?
Well, I call it that we have generational cellular memories. It can be called past lives or whatever, but our environment plays a part in that, but these memories that we inherit from our parents and then we form our own by what we experience and what we hear and what we decide about. So it is our whole life combined, and we're either gifted or I don't particularly like the word, but we're either cursed by the memories we have. But the great hope is that we can begin to make choices and change those beliefs that honor us and honor other people.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That is fascinating. And how does the power of our words create our destiny?
Well, our body hears everything we think and say. So if I tell you, oh, I'm just a wreck, my body, my spiritual system does not know I'm not a wreck. So it's going to begin to create anything that looks like it's wrecking me or stopping me. But if I can use the words, I am, I choose, I receive, then that gives me my personal power, but it also gives me my personal responsibility.
Yes.
And responsibility is a huge thing so many people wish to dodge.
Yes. I love that, Linda. On the door of my office, I have a sign that says, if I choose to be happy, no one can stop me. Because I really believe that. Our mindset and what we put out there, I love how you describe that. Our body hears it. I really believe that.
It is true. You can believe it because it is truth. It is truth, and truth is unchangeable.
Yes. So let's say you're at a difficult time in your life. You're having challenges, but yet you want to choose to not let that pull you down. You want to stay positive. You want to address it, look forward. What advice do you have for listeners?
I would encourage people to notice how they're breathing and where they're holding that breath, because what we hold within us will control us, and breath is the most optimal way to get that out. And then I would begin to notice what my thoughts are, and where I'm holding that. Like we talk about, our body will not lie to us. And to me, this is a simple way for everyone, whether they're studying their emotional condition or whatever. But if we begin to think, if our temples get real tight, we will use head words like I think, I believe, I see. So that means we're operating out of the mental capacity of our body, but we're forgetting that wise spirit that will give us the truth. Go ahead.
No, I love that. I love that. So, you know, it really is very extensive what our thoughts do, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. They create our future. Well, what they do, they create our actions, our thoughts. We have our beliefs, then we have our thoughts, and those thoughts will create an action that will become our habits, and our habits will become our character.
Awesome.
That's our destiny.
Yeah. So our thoughts really are the base of our action, even though we think, well, I can think it, but I'm not going to do it. It really is setting that into place, isn't it?
It's setting that intention. And as we were just speaking, I had this visual that if I go out and I put bad gasoline in my car, although my intention is for it to give it fuel, for it to run, but if I put bad gasoline in it, I don't care how good my intention was, it's not going to run. So those thoughts creating these actions and these behaviors and this stress is what shuts the human body down. And it shuts the ability to relate to others and just be ourselves.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. So, you know, because you hear that in a day to day, you might bump into someone. Well, you know, how are you today? Oh, well, all this, all that, you know, it's just going to be a terrible day. Really, they're setting the pace for that, aren't they?
Absolutely, yes. Because whatever you look for or whatever you believe, you're going to find.
Yeah.
And so if I set an intention and a commitment to myself that I'm going to be in peace, because that's the ultimate thing that every human being's looking for. Happiness is an outcome of having peace within you.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people, they like to say, well, I'm being positive and I'm being negative. And I'm saying, you're working at it mentally. Mm-hmm. Let the wisdom in your spirit come forth and give you peace. So if your intention is to be honored and be honorable, then all of the others take care of itself.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that's beautiful. That is so beautiful. And, you know, you've stated that our body does not lie to us. How does that work? How does our body, I mean, it does not lie. So really, we need to tune in and listen to our body and know it does not lie. How do we do that, Linda?
Well, how our body does not lie to us, I think we all come with this eternal light and flame within us. And I use John F. Kennedy's grave, eternal flame. We have that flame within us. And when we choose to be put down, fill in fear, whatever, that adds what I call a thick dirt crust. And so by the time we're 40 or 50, we call it a midlife crisis. But what it is our body just can't take anymore of this stuff. So one way you can know where you have an unbelief that does not serve you, and unbeliefs never serve you, but we've got to look at them so we know what it really is. If someone's shoulders are very, very tight, they are carrying the responsibility for many people or for someone that is not their responsibility. So they will never solve that, and then their shoulders just get tighter and tighter till their spine is affected. If our jaws get very tight, which will affect our liver, and our liver is a sign that we have undigestible anger in our cellular memories that our body cannot process, that can be unforgiveness, that can usually bitterness will show up in bones. If someone has bone problems, if they really look at the very core of their being, there is some type of root of bitterness.
Wow. Oh my gosh, that is fascinating. So the different emotions can show up by damaging or affecting different areas of our body.
Yes. Breast cancer, I would say 99.98% of the time, is a woman who has always given, 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 but she's never been able to receive. So she begins to nurture from a empty well. And so not only giving, but being able to receive keeps us balanced.
Yes, yes. So, and that can be a struggle. I know personally, I've always really been a giver. And that can be a struggle to say, I love myself. I need to give to myself. Yes.
Yeah, and I encourage people to start with a simple thing like, would you bring me a glass of water? And then look that person in the eye and say, thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Just begin simple. Keep it simple, because life truly is simple. The circumstances in life can be devastating. They can be joyful. But whatever they are, it's how we're processing it to be and stay within our own honorable self.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, one way I like to look at it, when I do for others, I'm okay if there's no gratitude back, because I have joy in my heart, just the fact that I'm able to give or help or offer. You know, that's a tricky one, because many times people can do for others, and if they feel it's not appreciated, they carry that with them, wouldn't you say?
Yes. And so that's what I call an entanglement, because I'm giving with an intention I will get some type of acknowledgement back. But if I can give out of a pure heart, and if they appreciate it, I receive that. But if they don't, my intention is still the same. And I'm richer for doing it, because I gave from the intention of just love.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, that's beautiful, Linda. Oh, well, on that, the intention of love, we are going to pop out for a commercial. Linda, this has been so fun. So everyone, stay tuned. Linda and I will be right back. Thank you so much. Hello, everyone. This is Paula Vail, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on VBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program and look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I am here today with Linda Brewer. She is a destiny architect. We have had, if you're just tuning in, we've had some great conversation, and we're just going to jump right back into that, Linda. This is just so fun. You had chatted a bit, mentioned a bit about entanglement. Let's talk about our relationships. How do they entangle or empower us?
Okay. Well, thank you. And thank you just for the joy of being with you today, Paula.
It's so awesome. Fun.
Thank you. When we have an entangled relationship, we will either be a victim, or we'll be a persecutor, or we'll be a rescuer. Or we will need someone to rescue us, or we will accept someone victimizing us or persecuting us. And what I mean by that is we're giving someone else all of our power. Our worth is dependent on how they treat us. And that is the reason, earlier, you know, we talked about the cellular memories. Most of the time, say a young lady who's been abused early in life, she will marry a man who will be very dictatorial to them and have no respect for them. And an alcoholic will be attracted to someone who has a way to make them feel like they're less than. So when we begin to look at the people we attract in our lives, and when that starts to change, we know that we are coming into our own power. We found our own voice. We are truly connecting with all of us instead of just out of our intellect or out of our will for survival.
Yes, yes. So, you know, how does our mindset play in our relationships? Let's say if we choose to look at the positive and have a positive outlook compared to, oh, I need to fix this, I need to fix that. How does that play into it?
Well, those two scenarios can have almost the same effect because you're staying totally in your intellect, in your brain, instead of inviting the wisdom that you have in your spirit to come forth and give you guidance and direction. And so that's when we start to take these deep breaths and we do a mental check with ourselves. You know, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? How come I'm responding like this? Is this truly my intention? Does this bring me peace? Or does it give this person power over me? Or do I have power over the situation? So are you standing in a relationship equally? whether it be man or wife or business associate or whatever. And so we, it's really knowing that the ultimate thing every human being is craving for is peace.
I love that. I love that. So what would you say are the most important pieces or, you know, things that may help and guide us in resolving conflicts?
In resolving conflicts, you don't look at the circumstance. You don't look at the current circumstance. You sit down and you have a conversation with the person that's causing the conflict, or you sit down, and I just encourage people to either journal, or if they can draw, to draw what they're feeling, or even record it. And then they begin to hear how they're giving that power away. If you have a lot of yous in your conversation, you are blaming the entire world and taking none of it, of the responsibility within you to explore how you're contributing to it. So it may look like you don't like how someone wears a certain dress or a certain color. Then you check in with yourself and say, oh, what is it about that? What is my belief about that that is driving this stress or this judgment? Mm-hmm. Anytime we add judgment, it's not about that other person. It's always about ourselves. And so in the business world, when people try to resolve conflict around the circumstance, what they're doing is they're just piling more stress, more anger, more judgment, more bitterness, more condemnation, the whole gamut, into the circumstances, instead of having a conversation, sitting down, what is really going on and what is the real issue here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow. I love it. I love it. How do we understand the three unchangeable, undeniable core needs of every human being? To belong, to be worthy, to be competent.
Well, the belonging, and we're living in such a world of just hungry to belong. Caroline Mace once shared a story in one of her talks. She said that she had stopped for gas on a road trip, and she walked into this gas station, and all of these young people were in there, and they all had these tattoos. And then when they left, they went out to the car and they were smoking and drinking and just belonging instead of having their own identity. And you look at people in politics today, you know, it used to be a world where you were, and I'm please, audience, please do not think I am criticizing, but it's about belonging we're talking about. And Michelle Obama comes along and she wears her sleeveless dresses and everything. And so you notice that all of these women now feel like they belong or they identify with someone in power, so they don't wear jackets. So it's how we follow trends. Mm-hmm. And social media, my gosh, does it not just scream, let me belong, let me be heard?
Yes, yes.
And so it's that need that you're not within your own self, comfortable within your own skin, your own thoughts, and your own actions. Could you, if there's young people listening, could you go to a party where there's drinking, there's drugs, there's anything that doesn't honor the human spirit, and walk away knowing that you belong to yourself? And you do not have to do anything to please other people. And you will find the people that you truly want to belong with, who will be lifelong friends, partners, whatever, but they will be there in the toughest times.
Yes, yes. Oh, that is a powerful message. That really is, Linda. You know, to be confident with who you are and your identity, and love that. That is such a powerful message.
And if parents can begin to instill that into their children at a very young age, what a world we will have in 20 years.
Yes, yes.
And so then we come to the worthy part of that. Am I worthy to have peace? Am I worthy to have friends? Am I worthy to be successful if my parents, unfortunately, may not have had the opportunity to get an education? Am I worthy to follow my dreams and live my gifts and contribute to the world without anyone judging me or just being yourself? Just you are worthy because you walk, breathe, and eat, and you exist as a human being.
Yes, I love that.
And the competent part is people feel like if I just have one more ounce of education, if I just learn one more thing, I will be competent enough for this person to accept me or to belong to this club. Or so many things are segmented by what we have. You know, do I drive the right car? Do I have the right education? Am I smart enough to step up and say, you know, this is not right. This is not honorable. You are robbing someone of being themselves and of their humanhood.
Yes. Yes.
But people who stay in their brain and they find their worth in their brain, they need education, they need to pass every test, they need to have a PhD, they need to have all of these titles behind their name.
Yes.
And people don't realize that we have people with PhDs homeless, mm-hmm. and we have people who may have a high school education making a huge difference in the world.
Yes.
Because they followed their spirit.
Yes, yes. And, you know, that plays along the line, I believe, greatly with our happiness, because, you know, so much of the time it can be, if I have approval from this person, or if I have this degree, or if I have this. A fun example that I just loved the other day, interviewing an awesome gentleman, and we were talking about happiness, and he mentioned being in another country where there was a lot of poverty, and the joy these children had playing with sticks and stones. You know, that is such a perspective, because we can really be happy and not have to put those labels on ourselves. I need this, I need that, I need that. I'm good enough. I'm great. And so when we can let go of that, that is such a powerful thing, don't you believe?
That's what I call bliss.
Yes.
And can rob from you.
Yes.
Because it's living life. And if we don't live life, our body does get sick. There's no doubt about that. And if we don't follow what the wisdom part of us says, then we are going to keep hitting these brick walls and we don't understand why.
Yeah. Any suggestions, Linda, on how to connect, or let's just say, see and feel that wisdom part of us? Because I know we can tend to block that out. What do you recommend there?
Breathing.
Breathing.
Breathing. I didn't start breathing. I did not start putting breath into my body until I was almost 42 years of age. And so when I learned I could actually breathe and my whole body could feel it, that was a miracle for me. And Gay and Katie Hendricks teaches a breathing process that I think is very, very good. You sit on the edge of your chair, just enough support that you're comfortable. And then you take your chin as far down as you can and touch it on your chest. and you start to breathe in and you start to blow up your stomach like you're pregnant, and you just let that breath go out through your fingers and your arms and your legs and your toes. And then you start to let it out through your mouth. And as you do, you bring your head up. And as you do, you just feel that breath just giving life to your body. And I love to end it with what I call a whole body hug. I put my left hand on my right shoulder and my left, I think I said that right, right hand on my left shoulder and my left hand on my right shoulder. And I just take a gentle squeeze and then I just open them and say, I'm alive. I belong. But you feel that breath, but where you notice that breath stopping, that is your signal, and that's where your body does not lie to you. So you begin to look at the beliefs that's connected with that tightness and what part of your body it's affecting, and then that's how you really open up to really hearing and just sitting and saying, I'm listening. I'm listening. Speak. Whether you call it your spirit, your wisdom, your divineness, or what, speak, I'm listening. And then if you don't get anything, don't get upset. Just go about your business because you've asked and it's going to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sometimes at the most inappropriate times or whenever, but it will speak to you.
Oh, that is beautiful. That is absolutely fantastic. Yes, yeah, so begin with that breath and that hug. I love it. Give ourselves a hug every day.
Lots of them. We need 15 to be emotionally stable.
Okay, so 15 hugs a day.
And if you get them from a loved one, I call it a whole body hug. You stand face to face with the person that you're wanting to connect with, and you put one hand right back at the bottom of your skull and the other one at the back of your body, their body. And you take a deep breath. You lean your head on each other's shoulders. You take a deep breath. Then you switch your hand position, the other shoulder. You take another breath. Then you come back and you look at them eye to eye and you express something that you're grateful for them.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Like I appreciate the vibrancy of your eyes and your smile and just how you are just present when you talk. And I even feel it in your emails.
Thank you, Linda.
And those hugs you send, they're real.
Oh, I love it. I love it, and I appreciate your beautiful energy and your caring. I just feel it. That is so fantastic.
Oh, so when you send that, you're sending a vibration out to every person that will ever touch that person's lives. So think how many hugs you're sending every day.
I love it. I love sending hugs. And I have to share, when I first began my Voice America show 2 years ago, I wanted to end the show saying love, hugs, and blessings. And I thought, oh, everybody's going to think I'm a weirdo if I tell them I love them. But I do. I love the world. So it took me like 6 months. And then I was like, I don't care. I'm just going to be Paula. And then I started saying love, hugs, and blessings.
And so, see, you found your voice. It took 6 months for you to hear that wisdom.
Yes, yes.
It doesn't matter. If I can't be myself, it's not worth it.
Yep, you're right. Just be ourselves and, you know, so there you go. I love it. Oh, well, everyone, oh my gosh, we have to pop out for another break. But Linda and I will be right back. Thank you so much. Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Paula V here with Linda Brewer. Oh, my gosh. We have had so much fun in those first two segments. It's been a blast. I am just loving sharing Linda with you. Linda, this has been so fantastic. to start this final segment, I would like to have you share with the listeners your website, how they can contact you, and break down all the different services that you offer. Your website is so fantastic. You do so much. Please share that information with the listeners.
Well, thank you, Paula. I appreciate that very much. My website is LSG Corporate. That's Leadership Strategy Greatness Corporate, CORPORATE.com. And the essence of the entire, all of our services is relationships. We have a promotional marketing company, which is LSG Advertising. Then we have a bonsai leadership, which is for businesses who want to look at their employees in an honorable way for loyalty, for diversity, for competency, for belonging. And so that is what Bonsai Leadership is about. And then we have Linda S. Brewer. And I have just recently started a phone line, Your Destiny Architect line. And down in the lower left-hand corner, there's a book an appointment. And I have made a segment in there that if you would like a 15-minute consultation, go on to book in and book it. And if there's not a time that is convenient for you, please email me at lindab@lindasbrewer.com or call me 864-205-2518. However you contact me, please mention Paula's name first. Just an unbelievable, awesome giving lady. Paula, you're just amazing. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And the other gift I would like to offer ties into our other thing that we were going to discuss, our four unchangeable, undeniable core energies, and how that helps. That is how the CVI profile that we offer as a free, it's a limited version, but you can contact me and we'll talk about a full version. But it tells you how you use your energy from these belief systems and these choices and things that we've talked about. Because our core energy is power, or we call it a builder, because a builder is a person in this core value profile index. It is the person who operates out of faith. And that person, they would just do things because they know it's the right thing to do. And we don't always understand people like that, because sometimes if we've agreed to tell them we will do something and we don't get it done, they'll just go do it, not thinking about how it makes the other persons feel. So their conflict strategy is intimidation. And then we have this, what we call love, but since the business world is sometimes scary of that word, we call this a merchant. And a merchant is a person who just, truth, if they ever find out you lie to them, they're out of there. But their whole core energy, if they're operating out of their optimal contribution, is that they are empowering people, they're encouraging them, they know the vision, they have their team. And then we have the banker energy, or the knowledgeable energy. And that knowledgeable person's core energy, if that's their core energy, they want to preserve history. They want to cross all the T's, dot all the I's, but they want it preserved for generations to come. But it has to be just. They love justice. So they want to know that they are being just in their information, it's accurate. And if their conflict strategy is aloof judgment, you would think, well, they just don't care. But they really do. They just, that core energy of justice has been tapped into in an unhealthy way. And I didn't mention the conflict strategy of the merchant or love. That is manipulation. If they have this person that they want to nurture into being part of the team, and they see it in you, but you don't see it in yourself, they will begin to manipulate. And then we have what is called the wisdom or the intervator. And they have a compassion, but they can solve problems. They want problems solved. And we all love our order, whether we realize it or not. We're designed to think in an order. So an innovator, well, I'm a high innovator, so I have found throughout my life's history, I will go find a problem to solve. So I've created a lot of problems. If I had been listening to my wisdom, I would not have had some of the issues I've had in my life. But from that, I have learned to not interrogate, because we love to ask questions. But you give us a problem, and for me, sometimes I will give you the end issue instead of working through people through the process. So that is, and it sounds like when I start to ask questions, if I'm not asking it from my wisdom, it sounds like I'm judging or condemning you. So we have this profile just helps you have such a profound insight to how you use your intellect, your energy, your body, your mind, that I've never found anyone who didn't say, wow, that's me.
Yes.
And it takes about 5 or 10 minutes to take that. And this does not put you on a mass mailing list. So that is not the intent for this. The intent is to be able for you to understand you at your core level.
Now, Linda, with these four core components, these energies, okay, so everyone, for instance, like I think I would be more the love is way up here and the knowledge part, not as much, even though I do love research and statistics. So as a person, as a personality, do we want these four in balance, or do we want to say, hey, this is me, I'm big on this end, and I'm really, you know, stroked by this end, and that, you know, that makes me unique and special. How do we want to look at that? How do we want to work with that as part of our personality?
Well, Paula, thank you. I appreciate and admire how you just tapped into that. No, we don't want them to be balanced, because this is how we help other people belong and know that they're competent. This reveals how can I make my optimal contribution to a relationship, to my job, to my health, to my finances, because this is about who else do I need in my circle of influencers or help me on my team. So I would definitely say that you are a very high merchant or love. And so if you sat down and you did books all day, how would you feel?
I would want a break from the books.
And it would, yeah, so listen to your breath, how stressful that would be.
Yes.
So this profile helps you understand that you need a competent bookkeeper or someone who's going to manage the details for you. And you go out and you just make everyone feel loved and hugged and belong. Your gift is helping people feel like they belong, that there is nothing wrong with them.
That's perfect. I love that, because that's how, you know, what I was thinking is, you know, really whatever we go in these areas that, you know, is our range, that's really a gift, and it's really something to be excited about, isn't it?
Yes, it is your gift. And if you take the profile and you'll get your numbers of what is your highest core value energy, then you can look at it. Are you doing it out of that conflict strategy, or are you doing it making your greatest contribution? And so then you begin to look at your life in that way, and then the wisdom comes up in you and says, hey, you know, now I understand why I did that.
Yes, yes. And this is so fantastic, Linda, because it helps us with, okay, my spouse, my friend, my coworker, okay, I may be really strong on this end or, you know, tend to go that direction, but they may go to 10 in the other direction, let's say power, and you can understand them and connect with them and have a good relationship because you can understand these four different areas.
And the other thing, those numbers will also tell us that your scores, I would say, or how you come out, is that if I am working in my optimal core energy, making my greatest contribution, and you ask me, say, we are sitting around a table and we're looking at something that needs structure or something, and I'm just in my zone doing that because I love it, and you ask me to go balance my bank account, and I have a junior accounting degree, I go, and it's like the shake of an earthquake. Anytime you have a 3-point difference in your energy, it's like you've gone through a major earthquake in your emotional body.
Oh, that is so fascinating. Yes, that's a great description. Yeah, because it's like, oh, it's not where I want to go. I have to move. Oh, I love it. I love it, Linda. We are down to about 3 minutes left in the show. What last words would you like to share with the listeners today?
You matter. You matter so much. And you have a great contribution to make. Do it. And if you want to take the profile, you go up to the right-hand corner of my website and click on it. You will have to put your name and your correct email, because if you do not put your correct email, you won't get your results. And this link will be good. And so just as you would say, Paula, hugging them, just wrapping them in their greatness, and just celebrating them. And I do that with you, my friend. You are awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And together we can just send this big, big wave of loving energy out to everyone. This is just so fascinating. I do want to ask, do you recommend something I'm a big fan of? I have a few affirmations that I say every morning. What are your thoughts on daily affirmations?
You will know whether you're at your core truth when you do an affirmation, because you will feel the energy from it. I always like to do my life affirmation is, I am love.
Ah, beautiful.
And to me, that covers everything. Now, I am love can also create a happy state for me. It can create a loving environment. But who I am at my core is I am love.
Yes.
And that's my intention every morning, that I just go be a radiant, loving light, whether it be someone I see on the street or whether I go to a corporate meeting or whether I have a client come in or someone calls me, that they hear my love for them, because not who they are and what they, it's not what they do, but it's who they are as a human being. Yes. And everyone has that inheritance. If we receive it now, if not, it will cause death, and then we. So I just encourage people to breathe, to acknowledge who they are, and I don't care where you are loved, and you have a right to be you.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And just be ourselves and know that we are loved. That is a beautiful message.
And you know, the statement, if I'm myself, I know you love me. If I'm not, I don't know who you love. I don't know who I got to show up as next time.
Oh, that is so fantastic. That is so fantastic.
And I think when we get to the core affirmations, we will have a sense of peace that is just unspeakable. And I think the more we can, if we can add imagery to it, like mine is, if I get too much in my head, I just say, you know, flashlight in the third eye, come out. Let that light come through. If it's in my throat, I take a deep breath and say, what do I need to say that is true and honorable about this?
Beautiful. Oh, Linda, this has been such a fantastic show. Thank you so much. How fun. We'll have to do another one down the road.
I will look forward to it, and thank you. Thank you. And to all your listeners, be in peace.
Oh, thank you. And to all of my beautiful listeners out there in the U.S. and around the world, thank you. Love, hugs, and blessings. Linda, love, hugs, and blessings.
I receive it. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you.